Tallahassee is not the only state capital reeling from sexual harassment claims. Legislatures in California, Indiana, Missouri, Washington, and at least seven others are also dealing with the issue. I'm Lynn Hatter. Florida State Senator Audrey Gibson will be the chamber's new minority leader in 2018, but it's not a post the Jacksonville Democrat initially sought. Jeff Clemons was supposed to lead the caucus until he abruptly resigned after Politico Florida reported he had an affair with a lobbyist. Shortly thereafter, the Senate's powerful budget chairman, Jack Latvala, lost his position amid anonymous sexual harassment claims by six women, also first reported in Politico. Gibson is among the latest lawmakers to weigh in.
Obviously, being supportive of those who have been wronged is important.
And she says more revelations still could come.
And it's also important that we continue to do the people's business as well, even in an environment where accusations don't seem to be stopping.
The culture of trading sex for favors is an off-the-books quid pro quo system that's not unique to Florida. In Kentucky, a sexual harassment lawsuit took down that state's House Speaker after he and other lawmakers settled a complaint with a woman. California, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Missouri, Tennessee, Washington, and Mississippi, they're all dealing with their own probes. And the recent attention and spotlight on the issue comes amid a national conversation on assault and harassment of women in the workplace, fueled by ever-increasing allegations against Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein and a growing number of famous actors. University of Florida political scientist Beth Rosenson studies ethics and politics, and she says the harassment problem is not limited to actors and politicians.
It crosses, all fields, and all industries, theater or politics or academia. It's very common in academia. You see more and more stories now about dissertation advisors, sexually harassing a student, and the student. Just as with people in Hollywood, they feel they have to do what that person wants if they want to get ahead.
This is a pervasive problem in this country, and it's not about sex. It is about power.
Emma Cullum is running for a Broward House seat and also leads the Women's March of Florida. Nationally, the majority of politicians are still men. And according to Rutgers University's Center for Women in Politics, less than a quarter of state House representation nationally is female. Cullum believes if there's going to be real change, women should occupy bigger roles.
That's only going to happen once women are encouraged and voted into office and into high leadership positions, be it in the boardroom, be it in the legislature, be it in the judicial system. We need women in power so that they are not silenced in order for this problem to cease.
In Florida, Democratic Senator Lauren Book and Representative Kristen Jacobs are teaming up to propose a new law treating the trade of sex for influence as a crime, much like lawmakers giving material gifts in exchange for votes or support on policy. But whether that's something that could pass muster, UF's Rosenson says, is questionable at best.
So it's typically a thing of financial value. So I don't think you can really do that. That would be very tough to implement, and I think there'd be a lot of blowback, even from people who don't have an affair.
And she doubts the latest dust-ups will carry forward to long-term change. What's needed, she says, is a cultural one. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.